Overtime loss on Wednesday took its toll with the defenders. They never really felt like they were in it as they took on the Concordia Bulldogs on Saturday. It was 13-13 at one point, and then Concordia ran away with it, and Dort never able to put together a serious threat in the second half. Jacob Biss scoring 15 points per game, getting 7.6 rebounds per contest. He is converting 66% of his field goals. Garrett Franken's at 14.7 points per game with 7.3 rebounds, and Jesse Jansman's average per game is 13.9. He has a team-high 4 assists per game. Jansman leads the team with 12 made three-point baskets. Kate Bleeker has 11 and a 10.3 points per game average with 3.7 rebounds. Bryce Kopic is averaging 7.4 points per game. Camden Mielis and Ben Gasink have 5.7 and 5.4 points per game on average. Briarcliff was last in action November the 14th, 10 days ago. They beat Mount Marty on the road 88-79. Friedel scored 20. Groves came off of the bench to score 17. He was 5 of 7 from the three-point line. Dort was tied 13-13 with Concordia midway through the first half on Saturday, but fell 35-19 at halftime. Never made a serious run at the Bulldogs before losing 82-59. Franken had 17 points and 4 rebounds, and 3 other players scored 7. Dort was held to 36% field goal shooting. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Starting lineups right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Here are your starting lineups for tonight's game. First of all, for the visitors from Briarcliff, they'll start Quinn Vesey, a 6'2 sophomore from Indianola, Iowa. He is averaging 7.8 points per game. Number 10 is Jaden Klein-Heslink. Klein-Heslink is a 6'2 junior from Sheldon, averaging 15 points per game. Number 20 is Quentin Voss, a 6'8 junior from Nebraska City. He is averaging 10.5 points per game. Ethan Friedel, where's number 22? He's a 6'1 senior from T, averaging 13.8 points per game. And Nick Hoyt, where's number 24? He's a 5'10 sophomore from Harrisburg, South Dakota, averaging 12.8 points per game. For the defenders, they will start Jesse Jansma, number 2, a 6'4 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 13.9 points per game. Cade Bleeker, 6'5 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 10.3 points per game. Ben Gasing, number 11, a 6'3 senior from Sioux Center. He is averaging 5.4 points per game. Garrett Franken, number 22, a 6'7 senior from Atlantic. He is averaging 14.7 points per game. And Jacob Biss, where's number 34? He is a 6'7 freshman from Rock Valley, averaging 15 points per game. Briarcliff controls the opening tap, and we are underway with basketball. Briarcliff with it. They dump it down low. Kick out pass, 3 on the way, is off the mark, no good by Klein-Heslink. Rebound taken away by Gasing. Then with the basketball, quickly up the floor. Gasing retreats to the right wing, gives it back over to Franken. Franken gives it to Bleeker. Bleeker left wing. Scoreless, just underway from Sioux Center. With the basketball right side, Franken. Franken goes back over to Jansman. Jansman with it in between the circles out front. Jesse steps back beyond the three-point line, tries to pass it into Jake Biss, and it's tapped out of bounds by Quinn Vesey. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Ben Gasing. Gasing to trigger. Ben to throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. 5 to shoot for the defenders. They get it out front, and it's controlled by Friedel. Friedel gives it up to Klein-Heslink. Klein-Heslink in traffic. His cross-court pass is taken away by Viss. Viss to Gasing. Gasing with the basketball at the top of the key. Gasing gives it back to Jansman. Jansman right side, Franken. Franken with the ball on the right wing. Franken comes back over to Ben. Ben Gasing goes to Jesse Jansman. Jansman on the right elbow. Jansman gives it up to Viss. Viss, spin move, and he's going to be called for a travel. Travel violation called against Jacob Viss. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Zero, 0-0 our score. Chargers have it. Friedel. Friedel goes out front to Vasa. Vasa looking for a ball screen. They pass it underneath to Vasa. Vasa in traffic. Shot is blocked by Viss. Rebound Viss. Here's Gasing. Gasing for the basketball against Klein-Heslink. Bounce pass to Franken. Franken, Bleeker. Bleeker, open look at a three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound cleared by Hoyt. Hoyt gets the return pass. Hoyt with it. Vasa. Vasa at the top of the key. And he tries to thread the needle, and it's kicked out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Briarcliff basketball. 21 seconds on the shot clock. 18-11 on the game clock. Either team has taken the lid off of the basket at this point. Klein Hesling, left side Vasa. Vasa with it, left wing. Three, missed, no good. Rebound controlled by Franken on the long carom. Into the front court is Franken. Franken with the basketball, driving all the way in. Puts it up softly with the right hand on the left side. Good. Garrett Franken with a two-point bucket, and the defenders lead 2-0. 2-0 our score. Vasa with it. Vasa looking for the backdoor cut. Now gives it out to Friedel. Friedel feeds down low. It's taken away on the weak side, helped by Gasing. Gasing with it, stops at the top of the key. Left side, Jansma. Jansma, three, good. Jesse Jansma with another triple, and the defenders lead 5-0 for Jesse Jansma. That is career 173 for three-pointers. He's now in seventh place all-time. Steal by the defenders, Gasing. Gasing driving in, lays it up the right hand, good. Ben Gasing with a two-point basket. Dort leads 7-0. 3 minutes gone in the first half. Briarcliff basketball, Klein Hesling. Klein Hesling with it, and we're going to have a double dribble called against the Chargers. And Mark Sveguero wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Briarcliff. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. Finals in women's basketball across the conference. Briarcliff over Dort, 79-69. Midland over Mount Marty, 75-49. Concordia over the College of St. Mary, 99-47. Dort basketball on the left side with it is Bleeker. Bleeker feeds it down low to Viss. Viss, kick out pass, Bleeker, three, missed it, short, no good. Rebound controlled by Briarcliff. Chargers coming back the other way, Friedel. Friedel, head fake, his three from the right wing is good. Ethan Friedel with the three-point basket scores the first points of the night for Briarcliff. Dort back the other way, Viss. Viss to Jansma. Jansma, three, kicks off the heel. Rebound taken away by the Chargers. Hoyt to Klein Hesling. Klein Hesling driving in, lays it up. Good. Jaden Klein Hesling with a two-point basket. 7-5. Comes back to Viss at the top of the key. Viss goes back over to Jansma. Jansma down low. Gasing. Gasing bumped on the way up. No call made. Here comes Briarcliff. Friedel with the basketball. Friedel, three, no good. Rebound taken down by Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Bleeker to Franken. Franken pull up from 17 off the heel, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Friedel. Friedel goes over to Hoyt. Hoyt to Vesey. Vesey, left side, Klein Hesselink. Klein Hesselink with the basketball. Klein Hesselink comes back to Vasa. Vasa down to the baseline, Klein Hesling. Klein Hesling with a two-point basket. He's got four. Dort and Briarcliff tied 7-all after the two teams run off 7-point run, get 7-point runs. And a foul called on Friedel. That's foul number one on Friedel. Seven to seven our score. And the Dort defenders inbounding the basketball. Comes over to Franken. Franken with it. Franken to Gasing. Gasing on the left wing. Gasing gives it back to Franken. Franken, Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Bleeker comes back to Franken. Franken driving in. Blocked. But a foul on the play called on the Briarcliff Chargers and Vasa. Quentin Vasa whistled for foul number one. So two free throws on the way for Garrett Franken. First free throw on the way for Franken is good. He's got three. Second free throw on the way for Franken We're 5:01 into this contest, and Dort regains the lead at 9-7 on a pair of free throws by Garrett Franken. Franken retreats defensively now. Klein Heslink with the basketball. Klein Heslink over to Bessie. Bessie with it. Bessie gets the return pass. He's at the top of the key. Guarded there by Franken. Gives it up into the corner. The cutter. Klein Heslink. Klein Heslink working against Gasing. Klein Heslink fadeaway. Tough shot. No good. And the rebound taken down by Bleeker. Bleeker over to Franken. Franken right side Gasing. Gasing for the basketball. Gasing comes back. Now Bleeker. Bleeker to Kopic. Kopic double team. And we've got a foul on the play. Foul called on Quinn Bessie. That's foul number one on him. Nine to seven. Dort leading by two. Camden Beilis driving in. Bessie all the way. Left wing. And we've got a travel called on Vasa. So Ben Gasink will throw the ball in. Caleb Harmson will check into the game for the defenders. Kate Bleeker will check out. And Ben Gasink to trigger it. Gets it into Bryce Kopic. Kopic with the basketball back over to Harmson. Harmson with it in between the circles. Harmson left side Gasink. Gasink to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken back to Kopic. Kopic three off the mark. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Briarcliff. Briarcliff back the other way. Klein Heslink. Klein Heslink with it. Connor Groves. Groves to Klein Heslink. Klein Heslink driving in. Kick out pass. Left side Bessie. Bessie comes back over to Groves. Groves with it. Klein Heslink. Klein Heslink driving in. Lays it up with the right hand from the left side. And Jaden Klein Heslink has six. We're tied at 9-9. 9-9 our score. Kopic feeds it down low. Beilis. Beilis, Gasing. Gasing, three. Off the heel, too strong. No good. Races after his own missed shot. Gets it. Harmson into the corner. Caleb feeds it down low. Franken. Franken, Kopic. Kopic, three. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped by Beilis, but controlled by Briarcliff. Here come the Chargers. 7 minutes gone in this contest. Driving in, we've got a foul on the play. Quinn Bessie draws the foul on Garrett Franken. That is foul number one on Garrett Franken. DJ Fikstra will check into the game. Also checking in is Jesse Jansma. Briarcliff to throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Connor Groves to trigger it. Groves gives it up. Klein Heslink. Klein Heslink in between the circles out front. Klein Heslink step back three. No good. And we've got a travel violation called against Jaden Klein Heslink. It will be Dort basketball. DJ Fikstra to throw it in. Well, Dort scored the first 7 points of the game. Briarcliff scored the next seven. And since then, both teams have struggled. They've each scored two. Kopic to Harmson. Harmson left side. Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Looking down low for Fikstra. Jesse down to the baseline. Reverse layup is good. Jesse Jansma with five. And the defender lead is 11-9. 11-9 our score. Klein Heslink. Klein Heslink to Vessi on the left wing. Vessi gets the return pass. He facilitates it back to Klein Heslink. Klein Heslink thought about the three, instead goes to Groves. Groves to three is good. Connor Groves with the three-point basket, and Briarcliff takes the lead at 12-11. Harmson looking for Beilis. Underneath it goes Fikstra. Fikstra, nifty move, shot no good. Rebound taken down by Fikstra. Back outside Jansma, his three, no good. And a foul on the rebound is going to go against DJ Fikstra. And that's foul number one on DJ. Jake Viss will check into the ball game. Camden Beilis will check out. And bringing the basketball up the floor is Klein Heslink. Glenn Hessling goes over to Groves. Groves. Left side. Chargers have the basketball. Comes back to Vesey on the right wing. Vesey, three, no good. Long rebound. DJ Feikstra comes away with it. Into the front court, Kopic. Kopic to Viss. Viss, Jansma. Jansma hesitates, and he's held up on the play. Foul's going to go against Briarcliff. And that goes on Jaden Klein-Hesslink. That's number one on Klein-Hesslink. Team foul number four against Briarcliff. On the floor for the defenders right now, Kopic, Viss, Harmson, Feikstra, and Jansma. Jansma feeds it down low. Viss, Feikstra. Feikstra loses it, picks it back up, gets it underneath Viss. Viss out of the glass, no good, and the rebound is cleared by Briarcliff. Chargers come back the other way. Will Johnson. Will Johnson gets the return pass, gives it up Friedel. Friedel's going to drive in, but a hand check called on Jesse Jansma. Jansma whistled for foul number one. Team foul number three on the defenders. 11:02 remaining here in this first half, and a three-point basket by Quentin Vasa, and the Chargers have opened a 15-11 lead. Harmson with the basketball, Kopic. Kopic puts it on the floor, back over to Caleb. Harmson gives back to Jansma on the reversal. Jansma, short corner, right baseline, nothing there. Now Kopic. Kopic looking down low for Viss. Kopic off the dribble, pull up from 10, no good. And the rebound is tapped out by Briarcliff. Briarcliff with the basketball, left side Groves. Groves, three, missed, no good. Rebound controlled by Harmson. Harmson with the basketball. Harmson feeds it, left side, Jansma. Jansma on the left side, comes back to Viss. Viss to Kopic. Kopic, Jansma. Jansma, Feikstra. Feikstra off of the glass, good. DJ Feikstra from the left side of the rim finishes off of the glass. And the defender lead is 15-13. Pardon me, the defender deficit is 15-13. 15-13, bounce pass. Shot is blocked by Harmson. Rebound taken away by Harmson. Harmson with the ball. Feeds it over to Jansma. Lost it. Gets it back. Feikstra. Feikstra, Viss. Viss back to Jansma. Jansma feeds it down low. Jake. Feikstra back to Viss. Viss reverses outside to Kopic. And the ball is tipped. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. 15-13. Briarcliff basketball. Bringing the ball up the floor is Will Johnson. Johnson to Hoyt. Hoyt with the basketball. Hoyt to Vasa. Vasa. And we've got a hold called on the defenders. Foul's going to go on Cade Bleeker. And that's foul number one on Bleeker. And team foul number four on the defenders in this half. Briarcliff leads 15-13 with the basketball. Groves to throw it in. Groves triggers it. To Johnson. Johnson, three, no good. Rebound, Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Jansma on the right wing. Jansma back out front, Franken. Franken, Kopic. Kopic with it, free throw line. Caught up in the air, feeds it underneath to Franken. Franken, 2-point basket, good. He's got six. We're tied 15-15. 15-15, our score. With it on the left side, Vasa. Go underneath, intended for Friedel, taken back by Jansma. Jansma, back it goes, Franken. Franken with the basketball, Jansma. Jansma on the wing, Jansma back over to Kopic. Kopic to Viss. Viss outside, Franken. Franken, three, good. Garrett Franken with the three-point basket, and Garrett Franken with 9 of Dort's 17 points. Back we go the other way, and a foul called on Garrett. That's going to be 2 on him. So foul number 2 on Franken. Kopic is out. Jansma is in. It'll be Briarcliff inbounding the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop, and Brian Van Haften right now is going to let it ride and let Franken stay in the ballgame with 8:14 left to go in the half. Charger basketball, Hoyt. Hoyt goes over to Klein Hesselink. Klein Hesselink, Vasa, Vasa, Friedel. Friedel with the basketball. Friedel to Vasa. Vasa off the heel, no good. Rebound, Biss. Biss to Gaysink. Gaysink with the basketball. Gaysink gives it up. Jansma. Jansma, Franken. Franken back to Jansma. Jansma, Viss, Viss, Franken, Franken, jumper, baseline, good. Garrett Franken with a two-point basket. It's 19-15. He's got 11, does Garrett Franken. Vasa on the left side, back to Klein Hesselink. Klein Hesselink into the corner, Groves. Groves, three, too strong, no good. Actually left it short, and the weak side rebound was cleared by Gaysink. Rhythm three on the way for Franken, no good. Offensive rebound, though, for Jake Viss. Viss gives it back to Bleeker in between the circles. Gaysink, right wing, feed it down low. Viss, Viss off the glass, good. Jake Viss with his first two tonight. Dort leads 21-15. Six-point lead for the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. This will be a 30-second timeout. Back with more right after this. Dort leading by 6. The defenders have turned a 2-point deficit into a 6-point advantage. With the basketball, right side is Klein Hesselink. Klein Hesselink down low, and he is fouled on the play. And he gets the shot to go. I was shielded, but the signal comes in late. And Jaden will now go to the free throw line to shoot for the 3-point play. That ends the run of 8 points in a row for the defenders. And Klein Hesselink now going for the old-fashioned 3-point play. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Dort leads 21-18. Gaysink with the basketball. Gaysink with it. Right wing. Gaysink comes back over to Bleeker. Bleeker to Jansma. Jansma, Franken. Franken, Viss. Viss on the baseline. Viss tries to go back over to Gaysink, and the cross-court pass goes out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. Well, last touch by Dort. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Glad to have you along with me on this Tuesday night. This will be our last broadcast until next Wednesday. Earlier tonight, Briarcliff maintains first place in the women's race with a victory over the defenders. Ethan Friedel with a 2-point bucket. He's got 5. Dort leads 21-20. Franken to Gaysink. Gaysink, Franken, left side, Bleeker. Bleeker with a basketball. Bleeker into the corner. Jansma, long two, no good. Rebound to Gaysink. Gaysink, Franken. Franken, Jansma, 9 to shoot. Now 8. Jansma in traffic. His shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Briarcliff and Cody Hicks. Back the other way. A 3-pointer. No good. Rebound Bielus. Bielus to Gaysink. Ben. Back to Franken. Franken in between the circles. Garrett. Spin move. Lays it up. Finishes at the rim. And he is fouled on the play. our score. Defenders leading by 4. So free throw on the way for Franken, trying to complete the old-fashioned 3-point play. And Garrett's free throw is up and good. Garrett Franken with 14 first-half points. Gives Dort a 25-20 lead. our score. Friedel, no-look pass. Wide open underneath is Cody Hicks. Hicks with a 2-point basket. It's 25-22. Quickly up the floor. Defenders, right side Franken. Franken gives it off to Kopic. Kopic with it on the wing. Kopic with the basketball back over to Bleeker. Bleeker into the corner, Kopic. Kopic has it tipped away from him, 10 to shoot. Comes back to Gasing. Gasing, bounce pass for Bielis, 5 to shoot. Bielis, off the glass, no good, but there for the putback is Ben Gasing. Gasing with 4. Dort leads 27-22. 4:55 and counting. Ball nearly thrown away. It's picked up by Vesey near midcourt. With it on the right side, Friedel. Friedel guarded by Bleeker. Friedel thought about the 3. Now driving baseline. Kicks it into the corner. Klein Hesling, shot no good. Rebound cleared by Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Gasing, Kopic. Kopic wide open. Franken. Garrett Franken. 2-point bucket is good. Franken with 16. Dort leads 29-22. On the right side of the basketball is Klein Hesling. Klein Hesling. Back it goes Vesey. Vesey. Bounce pass. Friedel. Friedel pinned underneath. Has to kick it outside to Hoyt. Hoyt, Klein Hesling. Klein Hesling. Friedel. Friedel to Vesey. Vesey with it. 8 to shoot. And Vesey draws the foul. Who's it going to go against? That goes on Camden Bielis. Bielis whistled for the personal. And for Camden Bielis, that is foul number 1. 2 free throws on the way for Vesey, a 68% free throw shooter. First one is good. He's got another one on the way. Friedel checks out of the ball game. Groves checks in. 2nd free throw is up and good. So Vesey makes both free throws. It's 29-24. So Dort moments ago up 7. Now they lead by 5. 3:55 and counting. First half. Bleeker looking for someone to pass to. Gets it away to Kopic. Kopic with it on the right side. Kopic off the dribble. Pulls up from 10. Good. Bryce Kopic with a 2-point basket. 31-24. Defenders by 7. Charger basketball, Hoyt. Hoyt to Vesey. Vesey, 3, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Bielis. Bielis with the basketball, Gasing. Gasing gives it back to Kopic. Kopic. Kopic looking for someone to pass to. Feeds it down low for Bielis. Bielis working against Hicks. Bielis with the left hand, good. Camden Bielis with a 2-point basket. Dort leads 33-24. Biggest lead of the ball game for the defenders so far. Out front it goes to Vesey. Vesey feeds it left side. Groves. Groves. Vesey. Vesey. Nothing there. Now Klein Hesling in between the circles. 11 to shoot for the Chargers. Hoyt. Hoyt back to Klein Hesling. Klein Hesling near the center jump circle. Klein Hesling, step back 3, no good, too strong. Rebound cleared by the defenders. Nice defensive possession by Dort that time. Gasing gives it up to Kopic. Kopic down to the baseline, nothing there, cut off on the block. Gets the return pass from Franken, does Kopic. Kopic now on the left wing, looking for the feed down low. That's Bielis. Bielis instead goes back outside to Kopic. Kopic rattles it, no good, would have been a 3-point shot. Instead it pops out. Vesey driving in. Shot is blocked by Franken. Out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Well, the defenders looking a little tired. Road trip on Saturday was not kind to the defenders. Last Wednesday, a double overtime contest, and a lot of guys played... The regular rotation guys played a lot of minutes in that one. Briarcliff, Friedel. Friedel to Klein Hesling. Klein Hesling with it. Klein Hesling working in against Kopic. Kopic with the basketball. They go to Groves. Groves, 3, no good. And this is Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Jansma. Right side, Viss. Viss is going to be called for walk. Steps by Joe Wells. Our officials tonight, you might have heard Kirby Wells moments ago conversing with the Dort bench. Chris Gieris and Joe Wells on the whistle today. I had thought Joe Wells was retiring at the conclusion of last year, but I must have heard incorrectly. He's been working a lot of games here again in the GPAC this season. First free throw on the way for Nick Hoyt. Second free throw is up and good for Nick Hoyt. Hoyt with 2 points. And the defenders lead 33-26. 1:20 remaining. Jansma with the pass. Left side over to Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix with the basketball. Van Kickerix feeds it down low to Jake Viss. Viss down low. It goes to Kopic now. Kopic to the baseline. Now retreats. Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix. Viss. This underneath Feikstra, and Feikstra's held. Foul's going to go against Quentin Bassa. That's number 2 on him. Dort with a unique lineup here. Van Kickerix, Kopic, Jansma, Feikstra, and Viss. Kopic to throw it in on the baseline. Ball goes into Feikstra. Feikstra off the glass, no good. There for the rebound and the putback, though, is Feikstra. Feikstra with 4 points, and the defender lead is 35-26. Let's see if the defenders can get a stop. And DJ Feikstra is going to be called for a foul as Jaden Klein-Hesslink catches the pass. Jaden Klein-Hesslink with 9 by my count. I look up at the scoreboard, and it looks like scorekeeper's in agreement with me this evening. So Klein-Hesslink will go to the free throw line. 1-1, and he makes the first one. Second one on the way. This one's up and good as well. 11 points for Klein-Hesslink. Kopic tries to penetrate the lane, and he is fouled on the play. Foul is charged to Ethan Friedel, and that's number 2 on Friedel. Bryce Kopic will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot a 1-1. Kopic, a 64% free throw shooter this season, 7 of 11, and now 7 of 12. As he misses the front end of the 1-1, Briarcliff with a chance to cut further into the lead. Dort should get a chance to get the ball back. Briarcliff will have to take the shot with about 14 seconds left if they work it all the way down. Friedel driving in, puts it up in traffic. Ball deflected, picked up by Van Kickerix, and Dort can hold for the final shot. Ben Gasing will walk it up the floor. Gasing with the basketball, gives it off to Kopic. 8 seconds, now 6, 5. Kopic, 3. Off the mark, no good, and that's the end of the half. Our score, Dort 35, Briarcliff 28. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Stay tuned. Our Where Are They Now segment coming up in just a moment.
As an agriculture student at Dort University, you will be encouraged to grow. In your field, on the feedlot, out in the orchard, or as a veterinarian. But at Dort, it's not just about academics. You will be challenged to grow in your faith, and you will be changed. Learn how to steward God's creation well with a Dort agriculture degree. Learn more at dort.edu/ag.
Hello and welcome. welcome in. I'm Christian Zylstra, your host of Where Are They Now? This episode of Where Are They Now is made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull, a Grinnell Mutual member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. Our guest today for this edition of Where Are They Now is a former men's soccer player at Dort University, once a GPAC first teamer, and now he's taken his love of soccer and turned it into a career coaching down at Covenant College. He's a 2015 graduate of Dort. Our guest today for this episode of Where Are They Now is Brady Van Holland. Let's look back to before you first stepped on campus as a student at Dort. For those who don't know you and don't know your background, where did you grow up and when did Dort kind of first appear on your radar?
Yeah, so I grew up, Sioux Falls was there until, you know, graduated from high school. But, I mean, Dort was kind of on my radar throughout my whole entire upbringing just because I had family in the Rock Valley, Hull area, and my dad attended Western in Hull and then ended up going to Dort as well. And so it had kind of been, you know, on the back of my mind a little bit growing up. Initially, when I kind of was going into the college decision process, I definitely kind of wanted to get away a little bit. So I looked at a lot of schools that were a little bit east, like Calvin, Hope. Then I looked up north a little bit in Bethel and Minneapolis. And then I looked at another school with Wisconsin Superior up in way northern Minnesota / Wisconsin, kind of right on the border up there. But then, I mean, Dort is kind of, you know, ended up just offering a lot of different things for me that I was kind of looking for in a school. I had a couple of different things kind of change with coaches leaving from other colleges. And so Dort just kind of, you know, ended up being the one school that was kind of pretty consistent throughout my whole recruiting process. And that's kind of how I ended up, you know, deciding to attend Dort after I graduated from Sioux Falls Christian.
You studied sports management at Dort. What drew you or pulled you to that area of study?
Yeah, so I came in wanting to do accounting. I love numbers, and I thought that, you know, being an accountant would definitely be right up my alley. And then after a semester, I kind of decided, hey, it's not for me. And then I switched to education. And so for my second semester, my freshman year, I was an education major. And, you know, I kind of had a discussion with one of my principals or superintendents from high school. And he kind of encouraged me to maybe look somewhere else besides education. And that's where I kind of fell into the sports management. It was health and human performance when I was taking it. And it kind of, you know, centered around business, education, and athletics. So there were three things that I loved. And it kind of just put all three of those things into kind of one major. And that's kind of where I kind of fell in love with it and kind of why I decided to kind of go in that direction.
While at Dort, you were quite the soccer player with the men's program. I know sports were a big part of your upbringing. When and how did soccer become a passion of yours?
Yeah, so I grew up playing soccer, I mean, since I was 5, 6 years old. But growing up, I mean, baseball and basketball were probably my two better sports. I played baseball up until I was probably 12, 13 years old. And at that point, when I kind of reached that age, my dad had always been kind of my coach growing up. He was a fast pitch pitcher. So baseball was definitely the thing that was definitely probably loved the most by me. But then at the 12, 13 age group, he made me make a decision between soccer and baseball. And for some reason, I chose soccer and just kind of continued on through that. And then I think my true passion for soccer really kind of came 8th grade year. I was able to play varsity soccer at Sioux Falls Christian. And just the coach there, Tim Weeking, all of his sons except for one of them went to Northwestern to play soccer, actually. And he kind of, you know, just really kind of developed my love for the game, just really kind of helped me blossom into kind of the player that I kind of wanted to be and was able to be at Dort as well.
You have these strong ties with coaches over the years, and that seems to develop a little bit of a love for coaching for you. Obviously, that's with what you do now. What made you want to get into coaching?
Yeah, I mean, growing up, being on the soccer field, being on the basketball court, diamond, whatever it may be, it was just something that I always enjoyed doing. I was always active in that sense, and so it was something that I didn't necessarily want to give up as I grew older. But then a lot of my mentors were coaches, and I just wanted to be able to give back in that sense of, you know, helping young men kind of grow in their relationship with Christ, or, you know, just as they, you know, grew up and just became young men as well after they graduated college, high school, whatever it may be. I just knew that I kind of wanted to be around that and just kind of dive into their lives, show, you know, God's grace, God's mercy, God's love, you know, to them. And so it was something that I kind of grew up, like I said, all my mentors were pretty much coaches, and I just wanted to be able to give back in that sense, and that's kind of led me to where I kind of am right now.
You're a member of the class of 2015 for Dort, so you're still young, but how big was getting that opportunity out in the Pacific Northwest and kind of the Bellingham area with the Whatcom FC Rangers in getting you to where you are now with Covenant College?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a big, I think, blessing in disguise for me. I was definitely a little bit nervous kind of moving up there. I had been in the Midwest, you know, for 23 years of my life, and it was going to be my first time away from family. I was going to an area of the country that I had never been to before in my life, and so I was definitely kind of nervous, you know, just kind of packing up, leaving. I didn't necessarily have a job when I initially moved out there. I had kind of communications with Whatcom FC up there, but, you know, once I got out there, it was just something that I was really able to kind of, I guess, flourish with. My technical director was an assistant coach for the Jamaican women's national team. He was the head coach for the Seattle women's pro team at the time. And so just, you know, being able to learn under him, just like soccer knowledge from him, was great. I mean, he was talking about stuff that, you know, I'd grown up playing soccer that I just had, you know, never thought about, never realized or even kind of considered when it came to soccer. And so I think being out there was probably the biggest thing that kind of helped me and has helped me as I kind of push forward and move forward, you know, in the coaching world. And I think it's definitely something I look back at, and I stay in communication with the people that I met out there, just with different insights that I'm looking at, having them watch games, you know, talking to them about different tactical decisions and stuff like that with our current squad now.
You're at Covenant College. You're a full-time assistant men's soccer coach down in Georgia. What drew you to the opportunity at Covenant? You're on season number 4 now, I think, right?
That is correct, yeah.
How much have you enjoyed your time and the opportunities you've had with Covenant College?
Yeah, I mean, it's been amazing for me. I mean, I initially came down here not necessarily knowing what to expect. Again, one of my buddies from high school was actually an admissions counselor down here, and he kind of let me know about the job and thought that I would be a pretty good fit. One thing kind of led to another. It was kind of a quick turnaround. I think I applied like in the middle of July, had my interview at the end of July, and I was down here the day before the season started, a couple weeks later. So it was kind of a whirlwind of events. But, you know, since I've been down here, it's been opportunity like none other for me. Our head coach, Scott Bosgraf, he truly does allow me to, as a leader and then as a mentor for our athletes as well. He definitely wants me to continue to get better with everything that I'm doing, definitely diving in relationally as I look, you know, into my relationship with Christ and stuff like that. And it's something that he pushes on to me daily and challenges me daily as well. And so it's been a big, big blessing for me to kind of be down here, kind of grow in that sense, but then also, you know, challenge our athletes, helping them, you know, continue to grow as young men as well.
Thanks to Christian Zylstra for that. Where are they now with Brady Van Holland? The Dort defenders leading Briarcliff by 7 at halftime, 35-28. The defenders 15 of 35 from the floor, 43%. Just 2 of 13 on threes, though, 15%. For Briarcliff, 32% from the floor, 9 for 28. And 3 of 16 from the three-point line, 19%. They're perfect from the free throw line, 7 of 7, while Dort is 3 of 4. Dort with 6 turnovers. Briarcliff also with 6 turnovers. Dort, 7 assisted baskets. Briarcliff with 5. Jaden Klein-Heslink, 11 points for the defenders. For the Chargers. 5 for Ethan Friedel. And 3 each for Quentin Vasa and Connor Groves. 2 for Nick Hoyt and Cody Hicks. For the defenders, 16 for Garrett Frank and 5 for Jesse Jansma. 4 for Ben Gasing. 4 for DJ Fykstra. 2 for Jacob Biss, 2 for Bryce Kopic, and 2 for Camden Bielas for their total of 35 points. Ben Gasink with a team-high 6 rebounds, 2 assists for Ben Gasink. Jacob Biss also with 2 assists and 2 block shots by Biss as well. For the Briarcliff Chargers, they are led in rebounding by Nick Hoyt with 4. Scores from the conference. Men's basketball, Northwestern at Morningside. That score currently Northwestern leads 47-46, just underway in the second half. Midland and Mount Marty. And it is currently 33-25, Mount Marty over Midland early in the second half. Dort with the basketball as we start the second half here at the DeWitt Gym. With the basketball is Viss. Viss comes back to Jansma. Jansma with it. Bleeker. Bleeker, K, knocks down the three. Played Bleeker with the three-point basket, and Dort has their biggest lead of the ball game at 38-28. Vasa with the basketball. Vasa passes to Friedel. Friedel gives it up. Wing drive. Nothing there by Hoyt. He's cut off. Back over to Friedel. Friedel lets fly with a three. No good. And the rebound is cleared by the defenders and Cade Bleeker. Bleeker gets it back over to Gasing. Gasing with it. Gasing back to Franken. Franken left wing. This is Bleeker. Bleeker looking down low. He's going to drive baseline. Kick out pass. Jansma. Gasing. Gasing shakes left, goes right. Now gets it back to Viss. Viss outside Gasing. Gasing, Bleeker, five to shoot. Cade down to the baseline. His layup is good. Cade Bleeker gives Dort a 40-28 advantage. First 5 points after the break go to the defenders. Friedel, right side, Vessie. Vessie, left wing, Klein Hesslink. Klein Hesslink misses, no good. And the rebound is cleared by the defenders. Jesse Jansma at the top of the key. Stops, step back. Baseline jumper hangs on the rim, won't go through. And the rebound cleared by Briarcliff. Quinn Vessie. Vessie back to Jansma. To Klein Hesslink. Klein Hesslink gets the return pass. Vasa is going to be called for double dribble. Turnover gives the basketball back to the Dort defenders. Dort basketball. And Ben Gasing will bring the ball up the floor for the Dort defenders. Ben passes left side, Jansma. Jansma on the right wing, picks up his dribble. Feed it down low. This is Viss. Viss, kick out pass, Jansma. Jansma layup with the right hand, good. Jesse Jansma with seven. Dort starts on a 7-0 run, just like they did in the first half. Briarcliff, though, able to manage to come back from that 7-point deficit, but now the deficit is 14. Left with it is Klein Hesslink. Klein Hesslink to Vessie. Vessie, spin move into the lane, cut off by Viss. Comes back, and that's Klein Hesslink missing the left-handed layup. Franken in traffic, and Garrett Franken has just picked up his third foul on a charge. Garrett Franken whistled for his third personal foul with 17:22 remaining. Going to mark that down. So wave off the basket. Gasing working against Klein Hesslink. And what do we have? A foul away from the ball. That's Ethan Friedel. Friedel whistled for his third personal. And DJ Feigster will check into the game, checking out Garrett Franken. Thought maybe Coach Van Haften was going to let it ride and roll the dice. Did for one possession and then gets DJ Feigster into the game. Ben Gasing for the basketball in between the circles. Ben passes left side. This is Bleeker. Bleeker back to Jansma. Jansma, Bleeker. Bleeker in traffic. Leaner, good. Cade Bleeker with 7 points in the second half. Dort leads 44-28, threatening to blow it open. 16:45 remaining in the game. Pass right side, Klein Hesslink. Klein Hesslink underneath Vasa. Vasa layup, good. And Briarcliff wants a timeout. Dort leads 44-30. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Briarcliff. Back with more after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. the defenders. With the basketball, Jansma. Jansma left side. Bleeker. Bleeker three. Left it short. No good. And here come the Chargers. Chargers back the other way with the basketball. Connor Groves picks up his dribble. He throws it into the corner. Now Vesey. Vesey to Groves. Groves with it on the right wing. Groves to Klein Hesling. Klein Hesling back to Groves. Groves left side to Hoyt. Hoyt with the basketball. Bassa. Bassa to Klein Hesling. Klein Hesling driving in. His off-balance shot, no good. Rebound, Viss. Viss with a basketball. Viss, left side, Gasing. Gasing feeds it right wing. Nothing there for Bleeker. He's going to take it hard to the basket. And Kate Bleeker with 9 second-half points. Defenders back up by 16, 46-30. Connor Groves lets fly with a long three. Shot no good, but there for the rebound and the tip is Bessie. Bessie with a put back. And the defenders with a 46-32 advantage. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. So Dort with the lead and the basketball up 14. Jake Viss will chase it into the backcourt after a deflection. Viss with it on the right elbow. Hands it back to Fikstra. Fikstra to Jansma. I'd find Bleeker. He's had the hot hand. Got a defensive mismatch as well. Jansma into traffic. His layup of the right hand, no good. And DJ Fikstra is fouled on the play. On the rebound. Foul is charged to Briar Cliff. And Quinn Vesey, that's his second. And we have more time as there's some moisture on the floor. As we wait to resume play. Still waiting to resume play. Dort leading 46-32. Defenders led tonight so far by Garrett Franken with 16 points, but he's been on the bench for the last 2.5 minutes with foul trouble. Ball goes into Bielas. Bielas with the lay-in good. So after the long layoff, Dort gets the ball into Cam Bielas, and Camden puts it in. Dort with a 48-32 advantage. Pass underneath. Layup with the right hand is good for Jaden Klein-Hesling. Klein-Hesling with 13. And the defender lead is 48-34. 48-34, our score. Kopic, three. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by Briar Cliff. Seems like there shouldn't be 14 minutes left, but there are. And so Briar Cliff, plenty of time. You start stringing some stops together and knocking down shots. There's still a lot of basketball left to be played, or a lot of meat on the bone, if you will. Nick Hoyt with the basketball. Right side, Klein Hesling. 12 to shoot. Bassa. Bassa to Bessie. Bessie will drive in. Kick out pass. Hoyt. Hoyt, three. Good. Nick Hoyt with the three. He's got five, and the defender lead is 48-37. Gasink with it, right baseline. Gasink to Kopic. Kopic, Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Bleeker, nothing there. Comes back to Kopic, lobs it down low for Camden. Bielas, back to the basket, 10 to shoot. Now Kopic. Kopic, top of the key three, good. Bryce Kopic with the three-point basket. He's got five. And DJ Fikstra and Jaden Klein-Hesling with a collision. Kendrick Van Kickerix will check into the ballgame. Fikstra will limp off of the floor. Pretty ginger on that ankle. Very cautious. Glenn Heslink will stay on the floor. He was rubbing the top of his head like somebody came down on the top of the head with an elbow on that thing, anticipating a missed shot. So Glenn Heslink will bring it up. Trailing by 14 are the Chargers, 51-37. Glenn Heslink takes it in against Kopic, and Glenn Heslink with 15 points, right at his season average, and the defender lead is 51-39. 51-39. This is Bleeker, and Bleeker is held on the play. Foul charge to Briarcliff and Jaden Klein Heslink, his second. Klein Heslink, one of those Northwest Iowa kids. Feels like I've been watching him since he was fifth grade. Probably because I have been. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort basketball. Putting together a pretty good career at Briarcliff is Klein Heslink. 681 career points entering play tonight. Closing in on 700 now. Pass over the top, Bleeker. 19 seconds on the game clock, on the play clock. Bleeker in traffic, puts it up, finishes, and he'll go to the free throw line to complete the three-point play. Cade Bleeker with 11 points, all in the second half. Eight of them taking the ball to the basket. Also knocked down a triple, and the defenders with a 53-39 lead, pending a free throw by Bleeker. Gasink is in, Jansma is out, Bielus, Bleeker, Van Kickerix, and Kopic on the floor. For the Chargers, it is Hicks. Free throw is up, free throw is good by Bleeker, so Bleeker makes the three-point play. Dort leads 54-39. With the basketball is Will Johnson. Johnson gets the return pass. Vesey to Hoyt. Hoyt back to Vesey. Vesey, shot blocked, but a foul on the play called on the defenders. And Cade Bleeker. Bleeker thought he got all ball. Most of the Dort crowd and Dort bench did as well. Joe Wells thought otherwise. So free throws on the way for Quinn Vesey. Vesey with 4 points. First free throw, no good. Another one on the way for Vesey. Second free throw for Vesey is up and good. So Vesey makes one of two. He's got five. And the defender lead is 54-40. Kopic goes right side, Jansma. Jansma, Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix with the basketball, Jansma. Jansma down to the baseline, cut off. Jansma now still has the dribble alive. Puts it up, no good, over his shoulder. Rebound taken away by the Chargers, Johnson. Johnson gives it up, Klein Heslink. Klein Heslink with the basketball. Back out to Hoyt. Approaching the midpoint of the second half. Dort still with a 14-point lead. On the right-hand side with it is Hoyt. Hoyt gives it to Johnson. Johnson, Klein Heslink. Klein Heslink on the left wing, looking for the pick and roll. Instead goes to Vesey. Vesey into the corner. Ball fake. Three. Missed. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Hicks. It'll be Dort basketball. Here. 12:01 remaining. Dort leading 54-40. This will check in for Bielus. Bielus will check out of the ballgame. Camden with 4 points so far this evening. Dort up 14. Franken back in the game. Picked up his third earlier in the half. Picking up his dribble is Jansma. Jansma with it. Jansma back over to Kopic. Kopic, Viss. Viss. In traffic, nothing there. Back over to Kopic. Kopic to Viss. Viss puts it up, and the help defense blocks it. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Kick out pass. Harmson, three ball, off the mark, no good. Rebound cleared by the defenders. Coming away with the basketball is Klein Heslink. Klein Heslink to Hicks. Hicks trailing the play, wide open. Two-point shot is good. Slams it home. It's 54-42. 54-42. Dort leading by 12. Kopick with the basketball. Kopick in traffic. His layup, good. Bryce Kopick with 7 points. Dort leads 56-42. Coming back the other way, Will Johnson. Johnson over the basketball at the top of the key. Comes back right side, Klein Heslink. Klein Heslink into the corner, Hoyt. Hoyt with the basketball, Klein Heslink. Klein Heslink, right side, Hoyt. Hoyt, three, good. Hoyt with eight. Dort leads 56-45. Briarcliff chipping away at the lead. Get it down to 10. Feel like anything can happen. Out front with it is Jansma. Jansma Viss. Viss hands it back to Kopick. Kopick way out on the floor now, 24 feet from the basket. Gives to Jansma on the left wing. Nine to shoot. Jansma into the corner. Franken. Franken. Three. Good. Garrett Franken with 19. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the defenders. 59-45. Dort up 14. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. With the basketball is Klein Heslink out front, guarded there by Harmson. Comes back right side, Friedel. Friedel goes back left wing to Hoyt. Hoyt at the top of the key. Comes back right side, shot by Friedel. Drew some contact, gets the shot to go. He comes in averaging 13.8 points per game. He's got just 7 so far, though. Dort by a dozen, 59-47. Franken goes left elbow, Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Jansma in traffic, and he is fouled on the play by Hoyt. Count the hoop. And Jesse Jansma to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. He's got 9 points. Entered at 13.9 points per game. And bringing the basketball back the other way is Klein Heslink. Dort leading 62-47 after the three-point play by Jansma. Jansma now with 10, 5 in the first half, 5 in the second half. With it on the left wing is Bessie. Bessie, Friedel. Friedel with the basketball. Friedel, bounce pass. Nice pocket pass to Cody Hicks. Hicks with 6. Dort leads 62-49. Right side is Franken. Franken wheels his way down low, lost it, and he's going to be called for double dribble. Defenders thought that the ball was tipped. And Jaden Klein Heslink will bring it back the other way. Klein Heslink with it, doored up a baker's dozen. Klein Heslink down to the baseline. Throws it, intended for Nick Hoyt, and it goes out of bounds. And with the basketball is Gasing. Gasing over to Jansma. Jansma to Harmson. Harmson gives it up Franken. Franken with the basketball. Jansma feeds it to Viss. Viss layup. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. Jake Viss. Shot attempts have been limited tonight. So Jake Viss will go to the free throw line. Try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play and get doored up by 16 again. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Viss. So Jake Viss with five. And driving in right side, no good. Foul going to be on Jesse Jansman. That's number two. Right side of the lane, throwing the ball in will be Friedel. Friedel throws it over the top, gets it to Jaden Klein-Hessling. Klein-Hessling at the top of the key, Nick Hoyt. Hoyt with the basketball, back to Klein-Hessling. Klein-Hessling runs into a double team, kicks it back over to Hoyt. Hoyt will drive baseline, teardrop, no good. Over the top of Jake Viss, rebound Viss. Viss picks it up just as Hoyt ducks in behind him, unable to poke it away. Coming up with it is Gasing. Gasing over to Jansmont. Jansmont rolls it inside for Viss. Viss loses it. And it's picked up by Briarcliff. Briarcliff with a chance to cut into the 16-point lead. They had it down to 11 moments ago. Defenders playing with a 16-point lead. Friedel misses the three. Rebound cleared by Viss. Viss gives it up to Gasing. Gasing in between the circles out front. Gives it back to Jansma. Jansma Gasing. Gasing dumps it down low. Franken. Turnaround baseline jumper. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Briarcliff. Driving in right hand. Left side is Quinn Vesey. Vesey with seven. Back the other way. Jansma buries a three. And the defenders lead 68-51. Jansma with his second three-pointer of the evening. He's got 13 points. In between the circles out front is Vesey. Vesey shoves it inside. It's deflected and taken away by Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Gasing gives it up underneath Viss, and Viss is fouled on the play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. A timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Jake Viss to the free throw line, shooting two. First one is up and good. He's got another one on the way. He's got 6 points. Came in averaging 15 points per contest. Second free throw by Viss is good. Viss with seven. And the defender lead is 19, 70-51. And racing the other way, getting the basket is Will Johnson. Johnson fouled on the play as well. And he'll go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. And that was Will Johnson going coast to coast, got around Gasing, draws the foul on Gasing. First foul of the night on Ben. Three-point play for Will Johnson. And the defender lead is 70-54. 70-54, defenders with the lead. Gasing on the left side. Gasing underneath, threw it away. Ball taken away by Briarcliff. Chargers with a chance to cut into the lead. Three-pointer up and good for Connor Groves, and the defenders want a timeout. Dort was just up moments ago by 19. They lead by 13 now, 70-57. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Dort wants a timeout. Talk things over. Back with more in a moment.
Hi, my name is Nathan Kabongo, and I play football at Dort University. I chose to attend Dort because it gave me the opportunity to play football at the collegiate.
Well, just a 30-second timeout. Dort with the basketball. Give it over to Cam Belis. Belis looks left side, Jansma. Jansma over the basketball. Jansma drives in, jump stop, layup, good, and he's fouled. Jesse Jansma to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. Jansma with one bucket and free throw earlier already for an old-fashioned three-point play, and he'll go to the free throw line for another opportunity. Jansma very steadily putting together solid night offensively. 15 points And the free throw on the way is up and good. So Jesse Jansma, 16 points. And the defender lead is 16-73-57. New player in for the Briarcliff Chargers off the dribble. That is Andrew Gibb. Gibb with a two-point basket as he took it from the wing. 73-59. Franken's pass intended for Gasing. Take it away, Groves. Groves, three, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Gibbs, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. So Jansma checks out of the ballgame. Bryce Kopic checks in. Pass into the corner. Groves. Groves too strong with the three. Rebound. Gasing. No one failed to draw iron. Gasing with the basketball. Gasing back to Kopic. 5:15 and counting. Ball game. Kopic driving in. Puts it up off a glass. Shot missed. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Briarcliff. Charger basketball. Will Johnson. Johnson misses with the right hand. But the rebound is cleared by Groves. Groves back to Johnson. Johnson into the corner. Three missed, no good. Rebound taken away by Bielis, and Briarcliff struggling to shoot the ball this evening. And the defenders with a 14-point lead. And a blocking foul called as Garrett Franken puts it on the deck with a left hand. Foul's charged to Will Johnson. Johnson whistled for the personal foul. Free throw is off the mark, no good. Left it short, did Garrett Franken. And Briarcliff racing to the basket. Count the hoop. And a foul call, and Gibb will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. So this one not done yet. 73-61 pending the free throw by Andrew Gibb. Jansma will check in. Bielis will check out. Free throw is off the mark. No good by Gibb. Gibb didn't plan on seeing him this evening. Didn't plan on him playing. 6'3 sophomore from Fort Dodge. He's given his team a little spark off of the bench, though. Dort leading by 12. They've led by as many as 19. And as few as 11 recently. They're up by 12 right now. Left side it goes Kopic. Kopic with it on the wing. And Kopic knocks down a three. Bryce Kopic with 10. Defenders lead 76-61. 76-61. We've got a foul on the other end. That's going to go against Jansma's Connor Groves. Took the ball with the left hand. A foul called on Jansma is his third, all of them coming in the second half. Pass goes into Groves, blocked by Gasing. Rebound, Kopic. Kopic, Jansma under four to go. Pass to Gasing, and Gasing has it ripped away by Groves. Back we go the other way. Briarcliff nearly throws it away. Gibb puts it on the floor. And a foul on the play called against Garrett Franken. That's Franken's fourth. And Gibb will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Well, it's final in Sioux City. Morningside beats Northwestern 79-77. Briarcliff got the game-winning, Morningside got the game-winning basket with less than 5 seconds to go on a jump shot after Northwestern had tied it with just under 10 seconds to go. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Briarcliff's Gibb. Gibb with 5 points off of the bench on the last 2 minutes or so. Second free throw is good as well. 76-63, defenders by 13. Driving with the left hand is Kopic. Kopic throws it back out to Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Bleeker with the right hand puts it up, and he is fouled on the play by Cody Hicks. Hicks whistled for the foul. Bleeker to the free throw line. He's 1-for-1 so far today. And that is foul number 4 on Hicks. First free throw is up and good for Bleeker. 13 now for Bleeker, all in the second half. Came in averaging 10.3 points per game. Second free throw by Bleeker is good as well. So Bleeker makes them both. It's 78-63. Defenders came in averaging right at 81 points per game. Briarcliff allowing 70 points per game. Gibb off the dribble. His shot no good. And the rebound controlled by Dort. Coming back the other way, Kopic. Kopic with the basketball. Picks up his dribble. Passes it over to Bleeker. Bleeker with it on the right wing. Puts it on the deck. Nothing there. Now Jansma. Jansma with the right hand to the top of the key. Retreats. Comes back down low to Viss. Viss double teamed. Viss shovels it back over to Franken. Assist Viss. Basket Franken. He's got 21. Dort leads 80-63, and it appears the defenders with this one in hand. Shot in the lane. Leaner no good by Will Johnson. And the rebound taken away by the defenders. Trying to pass it down low was Frank and intended for Viss. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort basketball. Throwing the ball in will be Franken. Kopic goes left side to Jansma. Jansma, Viss, Viss. Back to Jansma. Jansma, left side Franken. Franken, Viss, double teamed. Comes back over to Kopic. Kopic, three, missed, no good, left it short. Rebound cleared by Briarcliff. Briarcliff off and running, Johnson. Johnson gives it up to Gibb. Gibb, 8 points off of the bench. 80-65, defenders still by 15, under 2 to go. Left side, Jansma gives to Viss. Viss back to Jesse. Jesse down to the baseline, cut off. Now comes back to Kopic. Kopic caught in the air, kick out pass. Jansma, three, good. Jansma with the three. It's 83-65. 19 points for Jansma. Driving in is Gibb, and Gibb is fouled on the play. Gibb taking it hard to the basket. Andrew Gibb this season. There's two free throws on the way for him right now. Andrew Gibb has played, this is the fifth game he's played in this year. Had not scored before tonight. New players in for the defenders. Kendrick Van Kickerix, Caleb Harmson, Jackson Lusher, Trey Hinote, Wilson Harshbarger in the ballgame for the defenders, up by 17. And Gibb is it, double figures. 83-67, defenders by 16, 128 and counting. Hinote with the basketball on the left wing. Hinote to Van Kickerix. Now Lusher. Lusher in between the circles. Goes right side Harmson. Harmson to Harshbarger. Harshbarger hook shot in the lane. Can't get it to go. Rebound cleared by Briarcliff. Briarcliff with the basketball. Chris Morales. Morales to Thomas Hensley. Right side is Carley. Jake Carley misses on the spin move. Rebound cleared by the defenders. Van Kickerix takes it up the floor. Van Kickerix over to Jackson Lusher. Lusher, left side. Hinote. Hinote to Harshbarger. Harshbarger with it. Harshbarger back to Harmson. Harmson, Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix. Three-pointer, good. 86-67, defenders by 19. Left side with the basketball is Jake Carley. Jumper is up and good. Hensley with the two-point basket. And the defenders will win this one by a final of 86-69. Stay tuned. Up next, the Wireless World postgame wrap. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR 88.5. We'll be back with more from the DeWitt Gym right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The Dort defenders head into the Thanksgiving holiday with an 86-69 victory here this evening over the Briarcliff Chargers. Defenders trailed 15-13. Took the lead for good at 21-20. Led 35-28 at halftime, quickly built the lead to double digits, and the lead was never less than 11. Dort goes on to win at 86-69. The defenders were led in scoring tonight by Garrett Frankens, 21 points on 8 of 11 field goal shooting, 2 for 3 on three-pointers, 19 points for Jesse Jansma this evening, 7 of 14 on field goals. And 14 points for Cade Bleeker. Dort as a team, 52% field goal shooting. Briarcliff, 42% field goal shooting. And Coach Brian Van Haften, as I look at the numbers, that 52% shooting from the field, limiting Briarcliff to 42% shooting from the field, that's a little bit more of the recipe that you had early in the season when you got those five early wins to start the year. And you do those things, shoot and defend, yep, you're going to give yourself a pretty good chance every night out.
Yeah, we did. And, you know, we didn't even have a great first half, you know, as far as offensively. And I thought we were 2 for 13 from the arc in the first half. Cade Bleeker got us going a little bit in the second half and scored all of his 14 points in the second half. So he drove it well, too. Jesse drove it well, got us some baskets. And Garrett kept us afloat in the first half. A really good first half by him. You know, Briarcliff's just so dangerous. You know, they just shoot the basketball so much, so well. And we just needed to keep our hands up, all that kind of thing. And for the most part, we did that very well tonight.
Limit them to 6 of 27 shooting for three-point. How do you prepare for a team that's going to take about 50% of their shots from the three-point line? And you know that they're going to make some. How do you prepare for that?
To be honest with you, it's one of the easier because we just know they're going to shoot it. So we just got to hang in there with their pinch action that they have. And I shouldn't say it's easier because it's one of the tougher games, but there's not a whole lot you can do for it because you know they're just going to get a bunch of shots up. And we just got to play with our hands and our communication and our voices. And I thought we did a really good job with that.
You talked about Garrett Franken, 21 points, keeping you afloat in the first half. I looked up at the board, and I didn't realize that he had done it, but I think he had 13 or 14 when things weren't going so well offensively, and then he picks up some fouls, and he's forced to play through a little bit of foul trouble.
Yep.
Veteran players able to deal with that and didn't do anything terribly unwise when he picked up those fouls.
No, he did a really good job of that. I'm one of those guys that I'm not a big fan of keeping guys out when they get foul trouble. They just got to learn to play with it a little bit. You know, because sometimes you get three fouls and all of a sudden you put them back in with 7 minutes left, they don't get another one. So I believe in putting them back in. I did take him out with three just for a little bit, knowing that I thought he could finish the game, and he definitely did that for us.
Learning curve, you're working Bryce Kopic into the ball game. You're asking him to learn the point guard position for you. And I'm going to say the same thing that I said to Coach Harmson during the women's game, because he's trying to work some young players into the game as well. You can do a lot in practice. You can do a lot skill developmentally, but you got to play minutes in games to get better.
Yeah, we really do, Mike. And to be honest with you, Mike, we are not that experienced. Gasing, Jansma, and Franken are. And Bleeker is to a certain extent, but he's still just a sophomore. Jacob and Camden are doing this for the first time. Bryce is doing this for the first time. We just got to hang in there with these guys to keep getting better. What I love about Bryce is even at Concordia, I thought he had a great feel about him, great look. He was aggressive. It just didn't go in. And even tonight, they didn't go in for him, but he had four assists and no turnovers, which was a good sign for him. And Bryce is going to be a great player, and we're excited about him. And we just got to keep believing in him and keep putting him out there. And Jacob Vitt's the same way. He's just a freshman, so he's got a long ways to go. Camden the same way. And so I'm kind of excited about these guys. But everyone says we got three senior starters. Yeah, but that's about it. After that, it's even DJ and Kenny don't have a whole lot of experience on the floor. But it does help to have Jesse and Garrett out there. That makes us a formidable team.
Morningside got a win over Northwestern tonight.
Did they really?
That's your next opponent. Okay. They got a bucket with under 5 seconds left to break a tie, and they go home, or they get a 79-77 win. That's your next opponent, and they just keep coming. And I said in the pregame, one turned into two in terms of losses. You can't let two turn into three, and your team did what they needed to do this evening to stop that losing skid.
Yeah, I mean, you got bounced right back. I thought we did a really nice job at Concordia the first 10 minutes of the game. We just couldn't score the basketball. I mean, defensively, we had 9 stops in a row in the first 10 minutes of the game at Concordia. We just didn't get it done offensively, and today was better. And we'll just keep growing and keep getting better.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Mike. You too.
Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, and we've got a few numbers to go through yet on the Wireless World postgame wrap, and then we will be wrapping things up. Want to get the box score posted as well for those who love their statistics, and we know there are some out there who do that, so the box score should be going live here in a little bit. Here's your numbers. Dort, 33 of 64 from the floor, 52%, 9 for 24 on threes, 38%, 11 of 13 on free throws, 85%. For Briarcliff, 25 of 60, 42%, 6 for 27 on threes, 22%, 13 of 15 from the free throw line, 87%. Dort with a 41-28 rebounding edge, 12 turnovers by the defenders, 10 by the Chargers. Dort led tonight by Garrett Frankens, 21 points. 19 for Jesse Jansma, 14 for Cade Bleeker, 10 for Bryce Kopic, 7 for Jacob Viss, 4 for DJ Feikstra, 4 for Camden Bielis, and 3 for Kendrick Van Kickerix, 4 for Ben Gasing. Assists, Jesse Jansma, 4, Ben Gasing, 3, Jake Viss with 3, 4 for Bryce Kopic, 4 steals for Ben Gasing tonight, Dort with 4 block shots this evening. For the Briarcliff Chargers, Jaden Clint Hesling, 15. Andrew Gibb off the bench for 10. 8 for Nick Hoyt. 7 for Ethan Friedel. 7 for Quinn Vesey. 5 for Quentin Bassa. 6 for Connor Groves. 3 for Will Johnson. 6 for Cody Hicks. And 2 for Thomas Hensley. Ben Gasink also had 8 rebounds for the defenders. Jacob Viss had 7. 5 for DJ Feikstra. So the defenders are split this evening. Women's contest goes Briarcliff's way, 79-69. And the men's contest, Dort victorious over Briarcliff, 86-69. The defender men now 6-2 overall, 2-2 in the league. Briarcliff 3-4 and 1-2. Men's basketball scores. Mount Marty defeats Midland 63-49. Morningside over Northwestern 79-77. And the defenders, we already told you, defeat Briarcliff 86-69. Women's basketball tonight, Briarcliff 79, Dort 69, Midland 75, Mount Marty 49, Concordia 99, College of St. Mary 47, Northwestern and Morningside postponed. That will do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort basketball on KDCR. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.